With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Pro-Palestinian protesting is spreading. Protests taking place from coast to coast now. At the University of Texas in Austin, state troopers have made arrests, as have authorities in other state universities. House Speaker Mike Johnson is set to visit Columbia University, where 100 arrests were made last week. President Biden signing into law the $95 billion Ward Aid measure. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is applauding passage of the bill for U.S. allies.
It's a good step in the right direction for things that matter to America. We can all argue about the right amount, but I'm glad that it passed. It will keep America more safe, more prosperous in the years ahead.
Pompeo says now it's critical that the U.S. lend its moral support to Ukraine and Israel as they carry on their respective wars against Russia and Iranian proxy Hamas. Pompeo was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, U.S. officials say Ukraine, for the first time, has begun using long-range ballistic missiles, striking a Russian military airfield in Crimea and Russian troops in another occupied area over the night. The strikes come about a month after the U.S. secretly provided the weapons so Ukraine could strike targets up to 190 miles away. Joint Chiefs of Staff Vice Chairman Christopher Grady.
The boss made this decision. The time is right to provide these based on where the fight is right now. I think it was very well considered decision. We really wrung it out. But again, anytime you introduce a new system, anytime you introduce any change into a battlefield, you have to think through the escalatory nature of it.
The U.S. providing more in the latest aid package. Also at SRNews.com, a proposed repeal of Arizona's near total ban on abortions has won approval from the State House, clearing its first hurdle a week after the court concluded the state can enforce the law. This is SRN News. A new look at religion and politics.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the two parties' greatest strengths have to do with faith. For the GOP, its greatest advantage lies with evangelical Christians, 85% of whom support the party. Meanwhile, Democrats have a huge advantage with atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion, 70% of whom vote Democrat. In fact, only black voters are more loyal to the Democratic Party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The medical records of women will be shielded from criminal investigations if they cross state lines to seek an abortion. That's according to a new rule the Biden administration has just finalized. It's almost certain to face legal challenges from pro-life advocates and criticism from those who promote abortion and think that it does not go far enough. This is SRN News. The Biden administration finalized a new rule to make millions of more salaried workers eligible for overtime pay in the U.S.
The move marks the largest expansion in federal overtime eligibility in decades. The Labor Department says starting July 1st, employers will be required to pay overtime to salaried workers who make less than $43,888 a year in certain executive, administrative, and professional roles. That cap will then rise to $58,656 by the start of 2025.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A federal judge has sentenced longtime U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent to 4 years in prison for leaking DEA intelligence to defense lawyers. John Costanza Jr.'s sentence was announced in Manhattan federal court after he was found guilty of bribery and honest services wire fraud. More details at SRNnews.com.